Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. Austin Heroes! And The Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve and Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yeah, this one's pretty short and sweet, and today we toast the rescue workers of Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. As the story goes, around 2 o'clock in the morning, police officers came across a woman in, quote, medical distress. Now, we don't know exactly what medical distress she was in, but officers provided first aid, and they called the EMS. Well, when the ambulance arrived, it ran over both the police officer and a woman that was there to help.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Both of them were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries by a different ambulance.
Did you read how many stories over the weekend involve people driving their cars into pedestrians, schools?
A park?
You name it. I mean, it was...
There was a school
this morning,
where teacher drove by.
Construction
yes,
zones.
I wrote four different stories I read about people driving... Horrible stories. Some were really bad. Terrible endings. I don't know what the hell happened this weekend, but it was an S show.
Yeah, there was a school. There was a random building where there was a birthday party. The construction site. Oh, my God. I'm just like, what the hell is going on? So this was the lightest of them. It's just the ambulance hit the woman. They were there to help. And then they took her in a different ambulance to go to the hospital. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throw Hill, could you please, everyone, now Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Zach. Welcome to the Men's Room.
What's up?
Hola. Hi, Zach Attack. You understand how this year game is played?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. You have a choice of one of three stories. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? Hit Me with Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional weapon that someone chose to use as a weapon. And finally, Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
Let's go with the Hit Me.
Hit Me with Your Best Shot. Fire away.
All right, we go to Memphis, Tennessee, where a man was arrested after police say he attempted to rob a gas station with something unusual last Monday. Reginald Cook, he's charged with two counts of attempted aggravated robbery. His bond is set at $4,000. Now, it's around 2 o'clock in the morning. when Cook walked into a Shell station located on Elvis Presley Street and made a purchase. Well, about 30 minutes later, he went back to the store and demanded money from the register. Now, the cashier thought the cook had a weapon because he kept reaching into his clothing. But after the cashier refused to open the register, Cook left. Well, 35 minutes after that, Cook came back with his weapon of choice and carried a green backpack. Now, this time he shouted at the cashier, quote, "Give me the effing money," while reaching inside of the backpack. Well, the cashier called 911 and pulled out his own weapon, which happened to be a gun. And what do you know? No money was taken and no one was injured. But local police, they took Cook into custody and found a railroad spike and a rock inside of his backpack. They also took possession of his chosen weapon. Now, the store owner said Cook's family came by the store the next day to apologize. He said they also offered to pay for any damages, which is cool the family to do. Now, the question is, what was this dude's weapon of choice? Was it a live snake? Was it a hot burrito? Was it a broken bottle or was it a pool cue? So snake, burrito, bottle, or pool cue, what did this guy come back to the store to threaten the cashier with?
And to make sure, we're in Memphis, Tennessee. Is
Memphis,
that correct?
Tennessee, that is correct.
Man, I've been there and there is some there's some folks down there in Memphis. So I think I'm gonna go with a snake.
No, snake. Okay.
Okay, live snake. What was the second choice, Steve?
The hot burrito.
Hot burrito. I like hot burrito.
I'm going to go with broken bottle because he's already got a railroad spike and something else. It seems like he's just foraging for weapons.
What was this guy's weapon of choice? A live snake, a hot burrito, a broken bottle, or a pool cue? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Category Simi with your best shot on profile. This Memphis man was arrested after trying to rob a gas station. He went there two or three times.
Three times total.
Yeah. But the last time he went with an animal, I guess, to use as a hold-up weapon or a...
He just had an odd
animal
weapon of choice.
Well, he had a snake, then he had a hot burrito, then he had a bottle, a broken one, and a pool cue.
That is correct.
So
all these things have been used as a weapon, and my man decided he wanted to experiment with it. Vitas Smith, you went with the broken bottle.
I did.
Which makes sense given the fact that he had, the railroad spike?
Yeah, I feel like he's just walking down the street being like, I'll use this as a weapon.
Right. Something sharp, something dangerous. It was not a railroad spike. Miles, you went with a hot burrito.
I did.
Which also sounds like a sex
move. Gas station. So.
Yeah, not that.
Yeah, but he pulled it out of his pocket. He wouldn't have pulled it out hot.
And then our buddy Zach, who has since hung up, he went with a snake.
Yeah.
But his whole reasoning was, I have been to Memphis. Things are different there. And he's right.
Oh.
Yeah, dude.
Did it say what kind of snake it was?
It didn't, but the cashier's like, okay, well, I have a gun.
Good luck.
Good luck to you. Have fun with that.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Now, I know it's a little tougher this year because, A, the Kraken aren't in the playoffs.
Correct.
But the NHL playoffs started this weekend, so did the NBA playoffs. Mm-hmm. NBA is always a little tougher when you don't have a team in town, which obviously sucks, but I was on the road yesterday, got home, and watched the Oklahoma City game, mainly out of spite to cheer against them. But it is kind of wild that, like, this time of year, like, I have one friend, he's from St. Louis, he's a massive hockey fan.
Sure, okay.
Right, but a lot of my friends are kind of like, I don't think of as massive NBA or hockey fans, but those are two sports, like, the playoffs are completely different.
But look, I'll watch some hockey because of the Kraken, like you said. NBA, I generally don't watch, but when playoffs come around, I will watch NHL hockey and NBA playoffs because their playoffs are so intense.
Correct.
And I mean, I truly enjoy it. And it sucks because they both play like 80-some games before we get here. And I'm like, hey, fellas, look, I missed your first 80 games. It's like the father that doesn't show up at any of the things your kids does, right? And like, I missed your first 80 games, but you're in the playoffs.
Play 82 games. I would say baseball is a lot like that, too. But there's 162 of them, so you don't have to watch.
You don't, but I feel like baseball, I think maybe just because it's cost efficient, assuming you live in a city that has a team like we do here, you still go to a baseball game. You know, yeah. You can spend as little or as much as you want just to be there, then the atmosphere is fun. But with the NBA and NHL, like, I spent a ton to get here. They're both at Climate Pledge, which is a fantastic arena, but it is so expensive when you get in. It's like, yeah, I'm going to go to T-Mobile Park and catch 4 or 5 games there.
Yeah, the NBA, I haven't been to an NBA game in a minute, but theirs still seems somewhat cheaper. I am always blown away how expensive hockey's gotten.
Hockey, yeah.
Game tickets alone are pretty darn expensive. And then it's just different. Like, I always say this, but like, look, everybody, you know, we're all Americans. Americans love football.
Yep.
And it's like, you know, when it's football season, you make a point to watch those games. Each game does matter that much.
Because there's so few, right.
Yeah. So also, like, even for the Kraken, you know, like, the NBA, I don't watch enough, so it's a little different. That game's different. It is funny. Like, they just don't run half-court offenses anymore. But NHL, for sure, just goes to a hyper level when you get to the playoffs.
It absolutely
I don't
does.
Think anyone's going to stop the Rangers, but with the NBA, there's so many good young... Yeah, I mean, I know Oklahoma City's tough to watch. They're a good young team. New Orleans, good young team.
Yep.
So, like, with those playoffs, we're either going to have a brand new NBA champion, because when you think about the Golden States of the world and all these other teams that traditionally are pretty dominant, not doing as well. Maybe Milwaukee. Lillard went off the other night. I mean,
is to say you're going to have a new champion is just Jokic is still down there in Denver and they're still rolling.
That's the difference, man.
Yeah, but I'm with you. I watched that Milwaukee game. Dame Lillard was playing like a guy that just hasn't played in many meaningful games in the postseason.
And he didn't even have to play for a whole game, just half.
Yeah, he was going nuts. It is funny. I watched the second half of that game, and I commented to my buddy. I said, man, I forget, as I don't watch enough NBA, how pure and just clean the jump shots are.
Oh, God.
And they're just rifling them left and right. And then the Oklahoma City game, which was a lot better game, right, playing against the Pelicans. That was a fun game to watch, but not quite as pure in the shooting.
That's fair. That is fair.
Right. Also announced were the 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. They announced who the class were. It was last night on American Idol. There's 16 inductees. All right. Now remember, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame basically is any kind of music.
Yes.
They just call it
music. Yes.
Yeah.
You're saying that for me, and I know that.
Well, it's not just you. A lot of people are going to be upset because you say rock and roll, people think rock. Ozzy Osbourne's getting in.
That makes sense.
It sure does.
So in the performers category, you have him. Then you have Mary J. Blige, who I like, but clearly is an R&B artist.
I like her, right, but it's just not rock. But whatever.
Cher.
Okay.
Well, Dave Matthews Band.
All right. Wallingford's Own. Or Charlottesville, depending on where you're from.
I mean, I think technically, though, jam bands still fit into rock.
Yeah. You think
about how long that guy's been touring, how successful he is. I don't know what his album sales are, but I guarantee you if he goes on tour, he is one of the highest grossing tours that has been around in the last 25 years.
Yeah. And people love him, and they follow him, and he sells out 3 days at the Gorge every weekend, and Labor Day or whatever it is, Memorial Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend. So, right, trust me, I forget, and then I'll be traveling around the country, and you'll talk to people, and you bring up living in Seattle. Like, sometimes people are like, you ever been to the Gorge? It's like, yeah, what? Why do you ask? And it's like, oh, I'm a huge Dave Matthews fan. That's one of my life goals. Is to get to the Gorge.
It's legendary. One of my good friends in college was, before he even became famous, he was from the Virginia area and saw Dave Matthews play. I guess he was a bartender at a bar in Charlottesville, so we all went down there to see that show. I can't remember who else played, like the Grapes or a couple of those.
Right.
But everybody down there was the same mentality, like, Widespread's the greatest band that ever lived, man. And he was kind of part of that weird scene from there, where it really was jammed, like Pat Metheny was in that.
Dude, I've told you before, I think the weird thing about, we see it now because he's with Grateful Dead, but John Mayer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he got so popular for those poppy kind of songs that all the chicks like, but like my buddy, he was going to school in Virginia at college, and he was like, he called me up. He's like, I don't know, we have this John Mayer guy in here. Like, he shreds. Yeah. Like, he was rocking the
house. He does, man. So, and I didn't give him any credit, just because, like you said, the songs that he put out first, and I get it, you got to do what you got to do. But when I first started dating my wife, and I was more agreeable to concerts we go to, she's like, look, it's John Mayer, Maroon 5, which to me is like, let's go to a Klan rally. And, you know, I'm like, fine, you know, I'll go. John Mayer played first, dude, and he played two of his hits. And then after that, he just shredded. And I'm just like, are you kidding me, man? Yeah. Everyone that likes rock would love watching you do that. They're covering AC/DC, I mean, and they're crushing it. But what you hear from them on the radio is, your body is a wonderland.
Oh, trust me, the Deadheads were not happy when he got that job.
I remember that.
Now they all really like him. Because I have some friends that are Deadheads, and I was telling them around the campfire, I go, I'm glad John Mayer got involved with them, because now I listen to more Grateful Dead.
Yeah, he's a badass, man.
Well, back to the Dave Matthews thing. My buddy was in a fraternity, not my senior at the time in college, but he and two other three friends, one of those guys' dads was a foreman on a construction project, whatever. They built a stage in the parking lot of the Sigma Chi house, and Dave Matthews Band was still a big band then as far as the number of players.
Like actual people in it.
Yeah, so they built a really nice platform, and those guys, it was probably 1992, 91. He had a live album out that had all the stuff on it before Under the Table. So it was a lot of those tunes came from there.
I mean, I got
Jimmy Thing and all that stuff.
Under the Table of Dreaming was one of the first CDs I owned.
Yeah.
Let's see, who else is getting in the Hall of Fame? Foreigner.
Okay, all good, right, good, sure. Good.
I'll give you a hint on the next one.
Are you kidding?
Peter Frampton.
Peter Frampton. Good call.
Oh, good. Hey, no, I'm sorry. I was thinking Crash Test Dummies.
I like Peter Frampton.
Oh, no. That'd be... I was trying to do... That's a impression.
I did not get your subtleties. Yeah. You're a thespian. I did not get it. That's on me.
Good for that.
That's Peter Frampton, which uses that voice thing.
Foreigner had a ton of hits. So did Frampton.
They were massive.
They both deserve to be in there.
Also, Kool and the Gang.
Good.
Okay.
And then A Tribe Called Quest. Tribe is awesome.
I love Tribe Called Quest. Not rock, but we understand what it is. But good for them.
I love
them,
Kool and the Gang. I saw them at the Three River Stadium in Pittsburgh. They played an after show with the fireworks.
Jimmy Buffett and Dionne Warwick, they're being recognized as for their musical excellence.
Okay. I mean, I get it. I get it. They should, yeah.
I think we all know the way with San Jose now with Google Maps.
Yeah, I mean, Dionne Warwick, I get. Again, Jimmy Buffett, for a long time, I didn't like him. I realized it's just some of his fans because they play the same songs in the bar all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I told you, I watched that documentary on Jazz Fest, and, like, Jimmy Buffett's a really cool dude.
Mm-hmm.
I liked
him as an individual. I just did not enjoy his music. But, yeah, he, as an individual, like, good guy, man.
Come on.
What's music dictated the life of hanging out on a boat in the Gulf of Mexico or the Atlantic Ocean? I mean, I couldn't fault the guy.
Big Mama Thornton will be inducted in the musical influence category.
Yeah.
Along with British blues musicians Alexis Corner and John Mayer. Mayall? I don't know.
Oh, John Mayall, the blues.
John Mayall,
yeah. Okay.
Blues stuff there. Let's see. The introduction or the ceremony will take place on October 19th in Cleveland, Ohio. It'll stream live on Disney Plus. Then it'll come out on Hulu the next day, and then, as always, ABC or one of the ABC will have the actual broadcast later down the road. Right. But generally, that thing's so long, there's so many people that perform, it takes a lot of editing, and it takes a while before it gets to you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Let's see. Andy Cohen is not leaving Bravo. Mike, I know you've been worried about it.
Jesus.
Just chill out, dude. Good
Where
news.
Where else would he go?
As you would say, Mike, good news for you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, hey.
Thankfully, there's good news.
The reports Andy Cohen was leaving Bravo due to failing ratings and recent controversies? False. Spokesperson for Bravo said there's absolutely no truth to the story of that tabloid, obviously made up by a source who is not credible.
Rug.
Wrong. the only thing I wanted to talk about today in the sports world is that I don't know if people are boxing fans or not. There was a big fight this weekend, right? Devin Haney is going to take on Ryan Garcia. Now, Ryan Garcia, his only loss is to a guy named Tank, who's from Baltimore, who's a beast, but has some legal issues. He'll be back fighting soon.
You said Baltimore. He's a beast. He's got legal issues. Like, yep, okay.
I know. I
it's just right there.
I know. I'm just like, come on. So Ryan Garcia, though, basically, like, a few months ago, he, like, was, like, it was reported that he had been kidnapped and that he had been killed. Then he comes back on his social media. It's like, I haven't been kidnapped. I'm obviously not dead. Like, blah, blah, blah. But his social media stuff has been wild. Like, to the point where I'm, like, kind of like Charlie Sheen was. Like, look, I get you're passing a blood test right now. But, look, cocaine, most
3 days, bro.
I was going to say, is it even that long? Like, I'd imagine meth gets out of your system pretty quick. So it's like, I know you passed the drug test. I still think you're losing your mind. Haney was ready to rock, this and that. And then I didn't watch the fight. I was just watching it on Twitter, like following along. Garcia, and he had a string quartet walk him out. You ever seen Platoon?
Yeah.
You know that famous string song?
Yeah.
Like, he's in the back room and he's not warming up. He's just sitting there and that song is playing with the string quartet. I'm like, this guy has lost his marbles. I was dead wrong. Like, I don't know if I could have been more wrong about this. Apparently, he just handled business, knocked him down a bunch of times.
You told me today, and what did we say last week? Because you would keep me updated basically on all of his antics. And I said, man, this is a boxing man. He's in to get his ass knocked out. I think I said that probably 4 times in a row last week. It was the exact opposite. From what I read, he beat the living ass out of the other guy.
Yeah, I couldn't have been more wrong. And then I start thinking about stuff. It's like, I was telling my one buddy, like, I love sports. I'm like, I need to take a timeout. Like, a personal, I need to put myself in the corner, Miles. All right?
Well, I mean, you only think what you think based on what you've seen.
I was wrong.
I know, but so what?
I
don't think anybody else who saw the same.
Justin Fields is one.
I know, but I don't think anybody who saw the same thing you did thought anything different.
Well, a lot of people,
because even the weigh-in was a mess.
But there was people saying it was a troll job, and he's friends with Jake Paul now, and this and that. I'm like, no way. This is serious sport. He was 3 pounds over, and I was like, nope, he's getting dropped. I mean, I was down in Oregon. I thought about betting on it.
So he bet the guy that if he came in overweight, every pound would be $500,000.
Correct.
He wrote the guy a check for $1.5 million before the fight.
Yep.
But he put $2 million on himself to win the fight.
Correct.
So he won even more money. So he got his money back. That's a weird thing. You got a guy who just got suspended from the NBA, I guess. I understand it. It's a team sport. It's different. You can throw games. This guy could have easily bet against himself and lost the fight and made money. I don't know why that he can bet on himself and win it. And
I think it's his way of saying, I'm good, guys.
Do you get what I'm saying?
There's just a difference.
You're betting on the fight.
Like, the guy in the NBA, if he had been betting on his team to win and went out and scored a bunch of points, I don't think they would have suspended or kicked him out of the league.
I agree.
Yeah, you're the right. The fact was, they were winning bets because he was checking himself out of
you're
games.
Throwing the game.
Yeah. But either way, I guess Garcia is that good of an actor. I don't know. I think the guy's a whack job. I would never say that to his face because he has a crazy left hook. It will put me to sleep for good.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to Men's Room.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida woman knocks at her neighbor's door asking if the couple wants any of this. Yeah. Meanwhile, Australian authorities tell snakebite victims to not bring in that thing that makes a hiss. Man who ran marathon with a refrigerator on his back makes a horrible mistake. Ambulance driver has a hard time understanding the gas pedal and the brake. And a kayaking mailman rescues a parachuter who landed in a lake. Time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top three, we're going to Florida for the genius couple of the year. The pair made their way into several businesses that sell and redeem lottery tickets and scratchers in an effort to walk out with the winnings that they deserved.
Sure.
You see, they were the lucky recipients of a $1 million winning ticket. And they wanted to get their winnings and begin spending their new fortune. Unfortunately, they hit a little bit of a snag when the barcode kept registering as a non-winning ticket, leaving them empty-handed. What's more, it appeared that the ticket was crudely taped together with another non-winning ticket.
Come on,
to appear to have won $1 million jackpot. They even signed the back of the ticket under penalty of perjury, assuring officers that were called that they would never do such a thing because that's, quote, dumb in how you go to jail.
Yeah, we wouldn't do that, right, dude.
Dumb in how to go to jail they did, as officers arrested them for the crime and they now face charges thanks to conflicting and changing stories.
Damn, man. Come on.
You taped two scratchers together? You didn't think that they would see through that? There's a reason why there's barcodes on there, dude.
The barcode is dude, it's the lottery.
Right.
It is run by the state. Before they just hand you cash, they're going to scrutinize.
Since when did they just go ahead and give money to the first guy that they could see, man?
Come on. You taped these together? Yeah. All right, cool.
Criminy. And again, I talked to somebody, I don't remember who, but they actually, you know, they worked for a grocery store and they worked at one of those customer service checkout counters that you could redeem your lottery tickets.
Yeah.
And he says, dude, I don't care if the scratcher says that you didn't win. Scan the barcode.
Scan the freaking code.
If the barcode registers, they have to pay it out. So I, to this day, will scan every single one of them. Because he said that they had one that registered as a non-winner, but they scanned it and it was a winner.
Okay. I mean, if I play Powerball or something, that's what I do. I usually just scan it.
Right. Because there's also those odd combinations that'll still pay out. Maybe not the jackpot or maybe nothing like that, but
yeah,
you can win a couple bucks here and there.
Yeah. I never win more than four.
I'm with you.
And then I buy a couple scratchers. I'm like, all right, this is pointless.
Enjoy my money, Washington.
I feel like an idiot.
In other news, a couple doors over in the fine state of Louisiana, a woman was arrested for the crime of wanting a little love, and we covered her a little bit earlier today. A man was enjoying an evening at his apartment with his girlfriend when they heard a knock at the door. He answered it to find our fine young lady, who forced her way into his apartment and immediately began attempts at sexual advances on the couple, hoping to have herself a threesome. Unfortunately for our girl, the night didn't go according to plan. Officers were called and she was tracked down and arrested. She's facing charges. Hey, you want to have a threesome with your neighbors? All day. Have fun.
Is the charge just breaking and entering?
Yes.
Okay.
Forceful entry, you know, sure, that kind of stuff.
Guess someone is.
You can't resist this.
Yeah, that's our picture. Yeah, we can.
I kind of can.
Yeah, we can.
That's just so weird.
Yes!
I've never heard of you being the third person. The couple doesn't say a word to you. You're right. Just like, hey, I'd have sex with both of you.
Mind if I jump in the middle of that?
That's, yeah, goodness.
Like, that's why, like, a lot of places where orgies happen and stuff, like, you can't go in as a single dude. It's like, yeah, well, of course you want to come in here.
Right.
We know why you're here.
Yeah.
You want to watch while I do your man? You want to watch while I do your girl?
But that's aggressive. Just knock on your neighbor's door, right, like, ah. Let's get it on.
Let's do it. I know you've been eyeballing me. Come on.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if I've ever had neighbors that I would have sex with.
Neighbors ever? Sure. I never thought to just knock on the door and be like, let's do this.
Honestly, me, no.
Really?
No.
Huh.
Maybe. Not even in the same apartment complex, honestly. Okay, moving on. down. I know, Mike and I are now going through everybody.
I know every single person you've ever lived next to.
There's one hottie in my complex, but she's just on the other side of the complex, so I never see her. Then what
you do?
What I do, I'm like, oh, goddamn, I gotta say hello.
She lived on the other side of the complex.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. I'm just knocking her door. Let's have a threesome.
Yeah. Invite a friend.
Oh, man. Down in Australia, local hospitals are facing a problem frequently enough that they've elected to put out a PSA for all those seeking help. They've had an influx of patients coming to the hospital to be treated for snake bites, but make the mistake of believing that identifying the snake that bit them is necessary to get them treatment as they need. This has led patients to not only bring themselves in for treatment, but the snakes that bit them as well. Hospital officials say this causes unnecessary dangers to hospital staff and patients, as well as the patient in need of care, and have advised people to leave the snakes alone and just come to the hospital.
I mean, I get both sides. I obviously get the hospital, like, please do not bring something dangerous here.
Right.
The flip side, it's Australia. You got all these venomous snakes. Like, look, I can't identify what type of snake it was.
Right.
Right? And I don't know how this works, but I think with your anti-venoms and all that kind of thing, doesn't it have to be...
I think from what they're saying here, snakes, I don't believe that to be the case, but spiders is the one that I've always heard. Like,
okay.
What did it look like?
Then that's what they need to say. If it's a snake bite, we have the anti-venom.
Right.
Just take a picture of the
snake.
Right.
Exactly. Just take a picture.
I just can't believe
it. As well.
Don't pick it up.
I've already... Right.
It's already killed somebody or is trying to.
Right.
Yeah, it seems like you're just going to get bit again.
Exactly. And that's kind of what they're saying. And just in case those stories left the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Out to Massachusetts, where the U.S. Postal Service only hires heroes. A local letter carrier was out on vacation with a fellow letter carrier at his station, and the pair were enjoying a day of kayaking when they spotted someone in distress. I don't know why. This story makes me laugh.
That's weird, man. That's a remote lake in the middle of nowhere, and all of a sudden you see a parachute guy come down.
Nothing about the headline makes sense in any context.
The man was a skydiver who had made an unfortunate landing in the water, and his parachute had become entangled in the lily pads, causing a dangerous situation. They paddled their boats over to the floundering skydiver and were able to give him help back to shore, albeit with considerable effort on their part to traverse the confounded vegetation. They got the diver to safety, and bystanders called 911 to treat the man, though he sustained no life-threatening injuries. The postal worker is being commended through the Postmaster General's Hero Program.
You're lucky you got a mailman and a kayak.
Yeah. Damn. In the world of sports, the Mariners got it done over the weekend, taking 2 out of 3 games against the Rockies. They're currently on the road bound for Texas to play a 3-game series starting tomorrow. Your Seattle Sounders did not have as good of a weekend, unfortunately, falling 0-2 against Vancouver, and they'll be back in action next Saturday.
But as a result of them sucking, a man's life was saved.
That's correct. We'll cover that later on. But they'll be back in action next Saturday against DC United. Some love for our rugby team. Your Seattle Seawolves emerged victorious against the New England Free Jacks, winning 21-29. Sports on tonight. NHL playoffs continue with Game 2 of the Maple Leafs and the Bruins, and the Islanders and Hurricanes all on now, moving into Game 1 between the Golden Knights and the Stars and the Kings and the Oilers, those games on ESPN and ESPN2 respectively. I believe the Leafs and the Bruins are going into the third period, and as well as the Islanders and the Hurricanes might be somewhere in the second. NBA playoffs are moving along as well with Game 2 of the Magic and the Cavaliers on NBA TV. Also as well as Game 2 between the 76ers and the Knicks, which is currently in halftime, and the Lakers and Nuggets, those games on TNT and True TV. As far as your weather, the clouds are moving in tonight and temperatures are expected to drop to the mid-40s. That'll give way into tomorrow where we can expect partly cloudy skies, temperatures in the mid-60s, and some winds between 5 to 10 miles per hour. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is on.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it. Kevin Deere's up next. He's got more tickets for you to check out Aerosmith, as does the Daily Mix Morning Show all day tomorrow. We'll have your chance again.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.